Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Justin Talley as we talk about fly control in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
At the recent Beef Stalker Field Day hosted by the Kansas State University folks, Oklahoma State University livestock entomologist Dr. Justin Talley briefed attending producers on the large impact that external pests such as flies can have on cattle herds. Dr. Talley emphasizes how the irritant of flies builds stress on cattle little by little.
So our biggest impact are horn flies when you look at them because they're seasoned. And then there's the small flies on the backs of the animal. They can reach up to 1,000 per animal if they go untreated. Essentially, what they're doing is they're piercing that animal's skin up to 24 different times a day. So that's a stress to the animal. The other fly that's a common concern is the stable fly, and it's a very painful bite, and it feeds on the front legs of most animals, and that's where we usually see them.
According to Justin Talley, the quick maturation of generations of flies and their selection for resistance should prompt producers to regularly rotate chemical class of treatments that they use.
What you really have to consider is controlling that fly. It's all about cleaning up old hay feeding sites. And then the other thing with horn flies is you've got to rotate the chemical classes again because we have high levels of resistance in horn fly populations because they can develop at a really high rate, especially in high summer temperatures. We're going through up to 24 to, 32 different generations in one summer. So when you do that, you can select for resistance quicker. If you don't rotate and you use the same product in the same chemical class over and over, then you have a problem because you essentially are trying to put something out there that's not controlling the flies.
In addition, Justin Talley says producers should be mindful of the conditions under which the treatment is applied for fly control and know that it does not take long for large populations to have impacts on your cattle performance.
In general, any name-bearing product tends to work a little bit better. Now, it's not going to say your generic products won't work. But with external parasites, generics, it's the thing you have to be careful of is some of these are alcohol-based and some of these are water-based. So you just need to be careful when you're applying them to watch out for the weather. If it's going to rain the same day or if it's raining while you're applying the product, it's going to have an impact to the performance of that product. The other thing on the horn flies is essentially if you're going to put a product out there, what we consider the economic threshold is 200 flies per animal. And we hit that pretty early this year, which means our season is longer this year, which becomes a challenge when you're thinking about control because some of our control only lasts for 4 weeks. Some last for about 3 to 4 months. But when you have a longer season, those products don't work as well.
Oklahoma State University livestock entomologist Justin Talley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 19th at 10 o'clock, we will be at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward, where 53 tracts in Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, and Ellis counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.